103.5 Hot Country Mornings with Megan and Foreman.
There's a great event coming up the last weekend in October, right before Halloween, which is very, very appropriately timed. Because it's happening at Blake's Pumpkin Jungle. And we have Blake and Shannon hanging out here right now. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the Pumpkin Jungle?
So I'm a fifth-generation farmer here in Masstown. I started my own pumpkin business when I was 9 years old.
What?
We opened a roadside stand when I was nine, and I'm 29 now, and we've since grown into the largest pumpkin farm in Atlantic Canada.
What made you want to start a pumpkin business at age nine?
Well, my father did a little bit of that stuff, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Masstown market locally or not, but they're the local market here in Masstown, and I used to grow gourds when I was 8 years old, and my father would sell them to the market for me to get money, so you put two and two together, and you can come up with great things.
Wow. And Shannon, what's your involvement?
I honestly just moved up to Masstown about a year ago. We've been close friends with Blake and his wife for years now, and I've seen the event over the last couple of years, and we've attended it, and just amazed by the cause that they're supporting for Remembering Chantel, and I love helping with any way that I can. So it was a beautiful event that I just wanted to jump on board with, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to.
Shannon, it's the Chantel's third annual Cystic Fibrosis Pumpkin Blast with music. You have pie-eating contest, pumpkin carving contest, face painting, and a barbecue, and bake sale, and silent auction, and the wagon rides, and a petting zoo, mechanical bull, bouncy castles, even the Halloween barn dance, and even a world championship magician.
We do. It's basically anything pumpkin you can think of. And also this year we have a new attraction that Blake's created was the Max Maze, which is a hay maze for the little kids. It's almost like a pumpkin carnival. It's an amazing weekend. It's fun for all ages, and it's a great weekend to get out and enjoy time with your family.
You can have a chance of winning a trip down south. Have you guys specified where down south?
No, so it's actually kind of your choice. So it's a trip down south, up to $2,500 value or a $2,000 cash prize.
That's awesome. A skydiving adventure.
Skydiving. There's also a night in the Geodome.
And it's the weekend right before Halloween. So even at a chance at more prizes is to show up in your costume.
Yes. If you know where the Masstown Market is, if you come off that exit and you literally keep driving, you'll drive right into Blake's Pumpkin Patch. You can't miss it. It's right on that highway past Masstown, and you'll see the trucks and the pumpkin hut and the bouncy castles and the tents and mechanical bulls. It'll be right in your face.
Mechanical bulls? Hold on a minute.
Does the mechanical bull show up at the barn dance too?
It's there all night.
Yes.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, so you just add some Coldstream and a mechanical bull, and you can see the outcome there.
We haven't heard about Chantel yet and why this is so important that we're raising donations for cystic fibrosis.
So Chantel's family, I was quite close with. Her older brother is my age, and we grew up together, so I knew Chantel mainly through him and somewhat watched their fight with cystic fibrosis. But as it got worse, Mark's family fought so hard to get what Chantel needed, and fighting with the government and the drug companies to get drugs. And she eventually lost her battle with that. And they believe that if they had have been able to get that drug in with the Canadian government, it was in the States, but it was hard to get it in Canada because it wasn't approved at that time. So me and Mark, Chantel's father, got together, and he kind of had this idea of wanting to do an event to raise money for cystic fibrosis. And at that time, the drug had been approved in Canada, and raising these money, we're going to help kids or anybody with cystic fibrosis, you know, help them get that. And they started the Chantel Lindsay Legacy Fund, and we came up with this pumpkin blast event, which I had always wanted to grow into some type of a big attraction event on my own as it is. I believe last year we just hit the $35,000 mark, Shannon, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think they've raised over $70,000 in the last 2 years.
But, you know, on top of everything else, who else is exploding a 1,000-pound pumpkin? Nobody. That's who.
We also think that we have the largest pumpkin cannon possibly in Canada at firing over 1 kilometer in distance.
You can fire a pumpkin a kilometer.
Oh, yeah. You can. Blake's got it down pat.
Oh,
non-soap
my.
And a giant cannon.
That sounds amazing. That sounds so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. We have 3 air cannons this year. We have a medieval trebuchet.
What?
Catapult.
the thing that goes like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I built that one myself.
Of course you did.
It was a good help of one of my best friends, Devin.
Yeah, how many beers did it take to build that one?
You don't want to know.
And have you ever tested it out with anything other than a pumpkin?
Not yet. I have a craving for flaming pumpkins.
You don't tempt us with a flaming pumpkin and not deliver.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do something.
It seems like the most possible fall fun you can have.
Yeah, sincerely. Yeah.
Hot Country Mornings with Megan and Foreman. Hear them live on Hot Country 103.5 and the Radio Player app tomorrow.